It has been quite a week. I'm really pleased with how the week went, and it was kind of a good birthday celebration because my birthday was on Saturday. But Boston was really, really tough. We got the really tough wind and rain conditions, which made it for a really interesting race. And in London, it was beautiful weather, sunny, hot, had wind, and a sprint finish. So it was quite exciting.
I was going to say, quite a contrast between how wet was it in Boston?
Soaking, like yeah. There was puddles coming through. So when I was finishing, you were just kind of going through a puddle. And by that time, you were pretty soaked and you were pretty cold crossing the finish line. It was about freezing. So it didn't really turn into, I would say it was like rain ice. Mm-hmm. So you were quite cold crossing that finish line.
Well, you've been racing since you were 8 years old. You entered a marathon with the Chicago Marathon. And was it 2009? Was that your yeah. first one? And that you had been a sprinter before, right?
Yeah, so my history has been sprinting in Athens and Beijing Games. And the coach, Adam Blakeney, he said, you know, why don't you try a marathon? And that was back in 2009. And he convinced me. Just think about it, 400 meters, about 100 times or so when you finished a marathon. Because I love the 400 meters. And coming from a sprinting background, you know, we made quite a good joke out of it. But I'm really happy that I turned into marathoning. I think it made me a really well dual diverse athlete.
Well, you won that first one, so that fuels your interest. Obviously, well, this is fun. I'm good at it. I just will do it more, right?
It definitely was a surprise to everyone that I won, even to my mom who came. You know, she was just hoping that I would just cross the finish line. So it was to everyone's surprise, including mine. And marathoning, I really like it. It's tough and it's challenging, and it takes a really special, different kind of training and technique for it. Each race is so different, especially with weather that plays in, competitors that come in. So you don't really know what kind of race you're gonna get, but hope for the best. I think that's why I like it. I can do it all year. I do about four marathons a year, and I can focus on each challenge.
In 2013, you won what's called the Grand Slam of these marathons with Boston and London and New York and Chicago.
Yep.
That's a major accomplishment. Nobody else had ever done that, right?
No one's ever done that before. From 2013 all the way to 2016, winning 17 major marathons. No one's ever, ever done that. And it will be pretty tough to someone to come close to that. I mean, no doubt, but I mean, someone can, but it's quite a huge achievement, something that no one in history has ever done. And I'm actually in the Guinness World Record for that. So that was really, really cool to be in that book. It's been good. I hope to maybe repeat it in the future. We'll see. I'm really happy this year. Coming back this year after some complications last year. So can only go up and get stronger from here.
Of those four, is there one that's tougher than the others? Does it depend on terrain, or is it just they're all similar depending on the weather?
They're all really tough. So Boston it's a downhill course, but towards the end you get lots of climbing, you get lots of hills. London's pretty flat, so it always comes to a sprint finish. Chicago is pretty flat, except for that last hill, so it usually comes down to a sprint finish. New York is really, really hilly, and so that usually can break up the pack. But you can still come in about with 1 to 2 to 3 people, so each course has its own kind of uniqueness to it.
Tatiana McFadden with us here for a few more minutes as we get ready for the Illinois Marathon, which is coming up. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but you're also competing in the Olympics, Paralympics, even with your sister, back in 2012, right?
Yeah, it was really cool to have my sister there back in 2012 and in Rio, too. It's something really special. So she's an undergrad here as well. And competing with her is awesome because, you know, I can kind of explain to each other, you know, our good days and our bad days, and she gets it 100% going through it completely. I enjoy it. It's good, you know, I treat her just like any other competitor, and she does the same. But, you know, besides, you know, racing, we're really good friends. There's no one I'd rather have by my side.
I'm sure it's always emotional because you were born in Soviet Union, you adopted, you moved to Baltimore, to Maryland, with your mom there, Deborah, and then you compete for the United States in these.
Yep.
But you also went back home to Russia, to Sochi, to compete there, too. So talk about all the emotions of representing your country and going back to your birth country.
Yeah, so Being adopted from Russia, I've always had a dream of mine to have my birth parents at a competition. So when 2014 rolled around, you know, I thought, oh, that'd be really, really cool. First, I had to figure out what sport. And I thought, why not cross-country skiing? Because I have the strength and the endurance, and I just have to learn technique of the sport. And I remember telling my mom, and, you know, I didn't tell her what sport yet. And she was like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to commentate? And I said, no, I want to be an athlete. And my parents are unbelievable. They've always believed in my dream and my goal. And that was really a different set of challenges coming into a new sport I didn't know. It was hard. You know, from racing, I kind of know my routine. But in cross-country skiing, I didn't really know it. And learning my routine and learning technique, at one point I really thought, like, am I really going to make the team? Because I was so bad. You had to, like, turn the results to see my results coming in, like, 20th. But the cross-country sprint at a third World Cup in Germany saved me because I made the finals. Mm-hmm. And I made the team through lots of emotions. I think the scariest part was, you know, not making a team and almost kind of feeling like a failure and maybe my dream not coming true. Really, really high emotions, especially for that last World Cup. But when I made the team, it was everything. And winning the silver medal in the cross-country sprint was the cherry on top. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here at the University of Illinois, Dr. Nugent. You think of Gene Driscoll. You think of all the great predecessors and the University of Illinois and what that's meant for wheelchair access. You were a wheelchair basketball player, right?
I was. I came in to U of I on a basketball scholarship, not a track scholarship. So that switched in 2012, oddly enough. But this program has brought in legends, and I knew that when I was back in middle school and high school. So I've always had my eyes set on the University of Illinois, nowhere else. It's just been amazing to watch the program grow and for people to be really interested in both programs, in wheelchair basketball and wheelchair racing. We have amazing athletes that have come through, legends that have come through that, you know, help really pave the way for sports. And just being part of that is so much fun, and it's amazing. We have a really great coach and good teammates, and we're all training hard for Tokyo 2020, and I think we'll have a really big team from the U of I going.
Well, as you know, having been around here, the Illinois Marathon comes up tomorrow, actually, Saturday morning. Some of the other events are tonight, but that's kind of cool for a community this size to have a marathon, right?
It's really cool for this community to have a marathon. It's so much fun. I think the weather is looking good because I remember doing it the year before, and it was downpouring rain and really cold, so I'm really excited for that. We do the marathon as a team usually every year, and it's exciting to be here this year. I think last year was in London, so I couldn't do it, so that'd be a lot of fun. I know that people have been putting in a lot of training for it, and I think it's a really good community event. Supporting, you know, different charities, supporting different communities around here in Champaign. So it's all good. Yeah.
So you'll be competing in it?
I will be racing as a team. Yeah. Yeah. I think myself and Amanda and maybe Chelsea. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's great to visit with you. Congratulations on all your accomplishments. I mean, people talk about you around the world. I mean, people know your name and what you've accomplished and what you've overcome in your life. And what a great story. A lot of it originated once you got into college here at the U of I that kind of made your career take off, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love what I do and making an impact and pushing the sport forward and really educating people on what disability is and what Paralympics is and getting the marathons well known. So I really enjoy all of it.